Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxime Dubois. I am chair of the technical program committee for this conference, along with Alain Bousquerolle, who has just also introduced us to. It was a lot of pleasure for me to work with Alain on bringing up this program that we are going to have for this conference. I'm also professor at the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering in the University of Sherbrooke in Canada. It will be my pleasure here to chair this first session of keynote speakers. During these keynote speakers sessions, you will have the chance to hear speakers from the industry in Canada, researchers from Canadian researchers as well, and also from highly involved researchers in the area. So you want to hear about the electric bicycle that is built by Lito Motion. You will have that tomorrow. You want to hear about, you know, the development of electric buses that is going on in the north of Montreal. That is also something that you will be hearing tomorrow. All kinds of very interesting keynote, and I really encourage you to wake up early and to be here at 8:30. Even though it's early in the morning, I think it is worth being here for this event. So today we have two keynote speakers that where my duty is to introduce them, and I'm very happy to introduce Chantal Guimond as our first keynote speaker. Chantal is the actual president and CEO of EMC. EMC stands for Electric Mobility Canada. EMC is the only Canadian association dedicated to the acceleration of electric transportation. So she's someone who is following closely what's happening in Ottawa and change of government and that kind of things. So yesterday was probably an exciting evening for her. She represents its members' interest in policy development, technical matters, market evolution of EVs, and all other modes of electrified transportation applicable to public transit, off-road vehicles, taxis, etc. EMC works with all the stakeholders, federal and provincial governments, and the members of all categories, industries, energy providers, universities, fleets, municipalities. It holds the only national annual conference on EVs and communicates regularly the latest trends and innovations of the industry. Those of you who are Canadian researchers know the EV 2014-2015 conference, and they're all organized by EMC and Chantal's organization. Chantal Guimond is a bachelor in mathematics and computer science from Université de Montréal in 1980. And she will be giving a talk on transportation electrification, Electric Mobility Canada's perspective leading to a mass market. So please welcome Chantal as our first keynote speaker.
Voilà. Merci. C'est bon. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Maxime. Thank you, Loic, and the organizing committee for this opportunity. I will talk to you about the situation in Canada, but mostly aim it at a general situation that all countries are facing to accelerate electrification. So, first of all, a quick glance of what we do. Of course, we represent the interests of our members at the government levels. We've been very active at the provincial level also to make recommendations, because a lot of the action up until now was led by provincial governments. But as said, if you did follow the news, we will have a new government in Ottawa in the next coming days, and this might change the dynamic with more implication of the federal government, and I will talk more about that. So Quebec, BC, and also Ontario have been very active. We've concentrated most of our efforts on the demand side of the equation of bringing more focus and interest for electric vehicles, but we're now going to try to put more emphasis on the supply side of the equation to bring more electric vehicles to the market in Canada. You may know that we are a smaller market than in the U.S., so we have to a little bit struggle to get some models here in Canada, and we're going to address that in a more formal matter in the upcoming month or so. We, of course, do the promotion of electric vehicles. We've associated ourselves with the Electric Vehicle Owners Associations. If you know these groups, they are so active, very, very familiar with electric vehicles. They do a lot of communication, and we were participating in the National Drive Electric Week a month ago, and we were so surprised to see all the attention that media took to bring forward the fact that these vehicles are real. They are easy to drive, fun to drive, easy to charge, and can take you wherever you want if you plan differently a little bit. I will talk more about our discussions on the national roadmap, which is something, an exercise that we do for the federal government to bring all the recommendations forward to move more vehicles on the roads in Canada. And I will close by talking to you about EVS 29, an international congress symposium that will be held in Montreal next June. So just a quick look at Canadian EV sales. We have, at the end of 2014, we had about 11,000 electric vehicles, which is a very low volume, as we see mostly in many of the countries. The important fact is that it's less than 2.65 times the number of EVs per habitant than we have compared to the United States. So we have a lot more to do to achieve a comparison with the United States, and we think we know what we need to do to get there. We expect about 18,000 electric vehicles this year, but mostly Quebec is dominant in terms of number of EVs. We have almost 50% of all the electric vehicles that are in Quebec. So there's something we have to figure out here to transpose to other provinces. But we also see different choices of technology, as Quebec has more than 60% of its sales in plug-in hybrids, and if you know what it is, minus 20 in Montreal during the winter, you know why. But in BC, we have 70% that are all battery electric vehicles, and we have a mix of that in different provinces. So different patterns of choice. One thing we've discovered is the importance of financial incentives. If you see this graph that goes from October 2013 to recently June 15, you see the curve of the evolution of the number of vehicles sold in each province. And you may see in this first section that is pink, when the BC government decided to cut down on incentives because there was no budget left, we saw still an increase, of course, of electric vehicles sold in the other provinces, but a steady trend in BC. Once the incentives came back, because we intervened with other stakeholders to say incentives make a difference, we can see, therefore, that the volume of sales was increased again, demonstrating that incentives really have an impact. This is one thing we're sure of. The second thing is, of course, the infrastructure development. It's going quite well in Canada. We're having close to 3,000 level 2 public charging stations that are all over the country, and a start of deployment of DC quick chargers with close to 50, but a lot more announced to come. So this is good. It is an involvement of the major provinces, especially in Quebec and BC, to do so. Now, for the national roadmap of our recommendations, these are being discussed right now with the federal government to bring forward these recommendations. The first thing that everybody knows is that there is a lack of public awareness, and we do need to get more emphasis on structured approaches to have EVs better known. The first thing we were recommending is to have a national resource center. Everybody, every stakeholder has a website talking about certain aspects of the electric vehicles, but there is no one-stop shop to know if you don't know where to go. We are proposing a portal where you will have all that information and disseminate to different regional or more specific sites to learn more about that. The next thing is an awareness campaign. There is no structured awareness campaign, except, of course, for the manufacturers that promote a product, but to know that EVs are fun and to bring emotion to that choice of electric vehicles. This is something we think is most important to bring attention. And the last but not least in this awareness is a test driving program. If you want to try many EVs in one place, where can you go? There are some events, but we want to create something more structured and to know any time of the year where you can go and try it. And we know when you try an electric vehicle, you very much put it in your computer and say, this is going to be one option when I'm going to buy a next model. Financial incentives I've talked about, EV infrastructure, the workplace charging is very slow in deployment. We still need to work on that. We know that we charge at home, then at work, and after that, public charging. But employers are not taking charge of this right now, and it is the second most important place to look into. We're going to pursue DC fast charging deployment and ask for a minimum number of DC quick chargings to be deployed to facilitate a corridor transition between larger cities. Car sharing is another area where we've concentrated a lot of our work because you can't imagine the growth that we will have in car sharing for electric vehicles. In urban areas, it's ridiculous to have a car sitting there 99% of the time. We've seen a lot of initiatives, for example, in Vancouver, where many, many applications, even for a city itself, or for condo developers to install car sharing in their own place to move forward on that. Technology R&D and pre-commercialization. I must mention that you will be well served later in the program with Dr. Giuseppe Prochunik, who will talk about that, and she is the principal author of our roadmap on technology R&D and pre-commercialization. We are going to recommend to move forward with a national innovation center. We know that with more than 30 academic and universities and research centers in Canada and more than 130 industries, how can we better work together to determine specific targets and get a certain better organization of our R&D and to lead very more quickly to pre-commercialization. We're going to talk about building codes, how we can accelerate also the changes in the building code at the national level to make sure that we have the preparation of the electrical upgrade and civil in buildings to be able to plug in whenever needed. Public transit is another area we've looked into, but it is also a longer term and major challenge because a lot of the technologies are still in demonstration. Business cases are not there for the moment, but this is something we're really going to pursue again to determine how we can more exchange better information and to make sure that demonstrations are complete and cover the whole spectrum of technologies that we can find, especially in electric buses. Now, the challenges we face altogether are almost the same anywhere, except Norway, where there is a whole bunch of subsidies. All markets are at an early stage and looking to move forward. There doesn't seem to be a secret formula except for the awareness and the testing, which is the first step to know what we need to talk about. And we know that all the drivers are very satisfied of their EV, so they can contaminate a lot of new customers, and it's the best way to talk to people that have that positive experience. So we are looking for stability and predictability of incentives for the next 3 to 5 years, which are most important. We're talking about more communication to get out the misconceptions. You can't imagine how many people still think that EVs are not real cars. Of course, you will talk a lot about the technology evolution. When will we get that 300-kilometer car at a reasonable price? All the manufacturers have announced that, but how it'll get there? What will happen with fuel cells, induction charging? I'm sure you have a full agenda of the technology challenges that you are here to discuss and to bring some more perspective on that. User friendliness, if we talk about the customer, how will it be more practical, and how can we cut down costs in terms of standardization? This is something I know that you will be also discussing. And the contribution to the energy scene of EVs. What will be the value of having the electric vehicle as a storage component and as a smart grid appliance that you could manage better, and to what value, to what stakeholder? So I would like to talk to you about EVS 29, which is the 29th edition already of the International Vehicle Symposium, who will be in Montreal next June, and we're really happy at EDMC to be co-host with EDTA and supporting the World Electric Vehicle Association. We will make sure, this is my role and my team, to make sure that we show exactly what Canada has accomplished and will accomplish. So our roadmap is going to help us on that. Here is a first list of the subjects, the themes for the call for abstracts. And I invite you to look into our website at evs29.org to look at all the subjects that are there. The deadline is October 30th, so it's just around the corner. But this is just the abstract. You're well aware of that. So please look into it. All the technologies are there. There's also a specific aspect on market development and policy. We want to make sure that this Congress is going to be a balanced approach between technology, of course, which is important, but all the other components. So there's no need for marketing abstracts to have necessarily scientific demonstrations. Marketing analysis will be very, very welcomes. So it is a big Congress. We're talking about 2,000 to 3,000 delegates that come to Montreal. I'm sure you're aware of it, but please look into this call for abstracts. I invite you personally to look into the Congress. You can look into becoming an exhibitor to propose yourself through the call for abstracts as a plenary speaker. We will be picking out these speakers as we see the content submitted. We will also be looking for, of course, high-ranked dignitaries to speak. There are sponsorship and side events that are possible for us to organize for you if you see a need for that. So you have my email. If there's anything we can do to facilitate and answer any questions on that, I'd be happy to. And I hope to see you again in Montreal in June. Thank you.